Every line and space on the grand staff represents a white note on the piano. So if you'll think of this as just a picture of the keyboard, it might help you understand a little better. From middle C, there is a space between middle C and the first line, moving to the right on the piano or moving up on the treble clef. That would be D. Then the first line, E, the first space, F. The second line, treble G. Now, if you'll notice, all of the landmarks or cheaters consist of three letters, C, G, and F. I would like to start now with the entire grand staff, and we'll make this very, very easy to comprehend. With your left hand pointer finger, hit middle C. Now drop to the very next available C. So look for the set of twins below middle C's set of twins. That is referred to as base C. Middle C, to the left, the next available C, base C. And you can see on your staff, that's in the base clef, second space from the bottom. And then if you'll drop down on your piano to the next available set of twins and play that C, it's referred to as low C. And again, we have the magical ledger lines. Those are lines added to the staff. Two lines below the bass clef, low C. Come back to middle C, but hit it this time with your right hand pointer finger. Middle C, if you'll jump up to the next available twins on your piano and hit C, that's treble C. And notice it's in the treble clef, second space from the top, treble C. And then you'll move up to the next set of twins, high C. And again, we have our ledger lines. Two ledger lines above the staves is high C. Two ledger lines below the staves is low C.